This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
We're going to stay with China and go from trade wars to the internet. China blocks a lot of things on the web, but for years, firms could bypass this using certain tools like VPNs, virtual private networks. Well, the government in China is closing a lot of these loopholes. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak joins me from Shanghai. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Walk me through what is blocked in China.
Well, the list is always changing, but for now, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, and all things Google are blocked here. Now, there are Chinese equivalents of these tools, but for all intents and purposes, China's internet is really an intranet behind what's known as the Great Firewall.
And how do they go about blocking access? I mean, you mentioned some of these are entire sites, but, you know, what do they do?
Well, they block the IP address if they want to block the entire sites, but some of the filters have become very sophisticated. So sometimes they can block specific articles within a news site. They can block particular search terms. Chinese internet companies are regularly given lists of blocked keywords that, of course, stops you from searching them on search engine sites, but also on instant messages like on our WeChat app. So, for example, searches that do not follow the China government's line on Taiwan, Tibet, and Tiananmen, those are for sure blocked. But this list, of course, is always evolving. And the problem is that oftentimes you don't even know if it is blocked or if it's an internet error, because sometimes it just shows up and says it's an internet error, or sometimes the page is still loading, but it never comes up.
And, you know, the reason that we're talking now is this question that foreign businesses have sort of found a way to circumvent this. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So there are ways to tunnel under this Great Firewall using what's known as a virtual private network, or VPNs. Now, individuals can use these consumer VPNs. You pay a few dollars a month, and you can download a software before arriving in China, and you can turn it on, and it helps mask your computer's address and encrypt the data. But it's sort of a cat and mouse game, because one server will work today, but it might not work tomorrow because the sensors have found it and blocked it. So it becomes a kind of an awkward situation where sometimes you really want to know what's working, but I can't really ask my friends or other people what's working for you, because you're worried that the communication channel that you're using is being monitored. And if the Chinese sensors get a hold of it, they might block that channel as well. For businesses with headquarters abroad, sometimes they can connect to each other through what's known as a site-to-site VPN. And in this case, this is what the government in China is no longer allowing in a bid to what they say is an effort to clean up the internet.
If you're a business, I would imagine that this could, you know, put certainly a lot of money at risk. What are they going to do in response to this attempt to, you know, clean up, in air quotes?
Well, China's government says that you can access the internet abroad if you use their dedicated line, which poses two problems. Now, one is cost, because the site-to-site VPN I mentioned earlier, that only requires you to subscribe to a regular internet package and then whatever IT help you need on both ends. But the dedicated line can cost up to $630 just for the setup and a monthly fee that could go as high as $3,000 a month. So it's not a great solution for smaller companies. And of course, even if you had the money, the second concern is security. How safe is this information that's going through a China telecom line? And of course, there are wider concerns. Here's Carly Ramsey with the consultancy group Control Risks.
It's starting to trigger some interest and concern about what else might be affected in terms of, you know, how businesses, you know, send their information in and out of China.
And so you can see there's just a lot of uncertainty right now. But what is clear is that the cost of doing business in China will increase.
Jennifer Pak, our China correspondent, speaking to me from Shanghai. Thank you so much.
Thank you.